Man, I'll tell you, there are, we're getting a ton of text messages, by the way, of just the random things that you still have ingrained in your memory that have been memorized for years and years and years and years. We got a text from a listener that said, the alphabet backwards in about 5 seconds, which is funny because my mom has the same ability.
Really?
She memorized the alphabet backwards, and she would pull that out. That was her party trick. She'd be like, ZYX, blah, 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 you know, whatever that is.
Really backwards. Impressive.
Right.
I still have to start from the beginning of the alphabet to figure out.
It'll be like, all right, M, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. Okay, all right.
Where is that? Where is that in the alphabet? Okay.
I have to start from the very beginning. From the very beginning every single time still. To figure out. I have to alphabetize something.
I know. It's like,
yes.
All right, where's R? All right, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. And then if I get interrupted in the middle, I've got to start over.
I feel so dumb. I feel so dumb.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. Oh,
as an 80s kid, grew up in the 90s on early Nickelodeon shows, I can recite the Hey Dude theme song word for word. Wow. That's fun.
My son said the intro to the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. He's 15, so that makes sense.
Yes.
Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute to sit right there. I'll tell how he became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Hey, guys, my name's Georgia. So remember the preamble because of the song they taught us.
Mm.
Also, the Education Connection jingle. Oh, nice. That's good.
Yeah. That's some good stuff there. All right. Anyways.
Wow. Chrissy knows all the presidents. Her grandpa taught her when she was 5. Dang. Wow. That's impressive.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
James says, hey, Ben and Kelly, my best friend Tim works for an insurance company, and he's been complaining for over 2 weeks about being put in charge of hiring a new analyst or something. LOL. He's been going through a ton of applicants. Can't believe how hard it is to find just one qualified person who isn't a complete wacko.
Mm.
I feel like this is a perfect setup for a phone tap, right?
Yeah.
Love your show. Can't wait to hear it. Thanks, James.
Thanks, James. Yeah, so William Hassenpepper, not a real person, needs to call Tim and explain an embarrassing situation he's found himself in ahead of this job interview.
Here comes another wacko.
Good morning, insurance adjusters.
Hi, may I speak to Tim, please?
This is Tim.
Okay, hi. It's William Hassenpepper. I have an appointment with you for an interview later this week.
For the analyst position, correct?
Right. Yeah, I think Thursday afternoon is what I signed up for.
Okay. Are you calling to tell me that you can't make it?
Oh, no, I'll be there. I just wanted to give you a little heads up about something before I get there.
Okay, and what would that be?
Well, it's kind of a long story. Let's just say that I kind of went all out for St. Patrick's Day this year, and I'm still recovering.
Uh-oh.
So you're hungover. Is that what you're saying? You're still going to be hungover on Thursday?
Well, of course not. Well, maybe a little. Well, I mean, that isn't what I'm talking about.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, I meant to say I'm green. I dyed myself green, and it won't come out.
You dyed yourself green.
Right. So, funny story. Just kind of dumped a bunch of food coloring right in the bathtub, soaked in it for a while, and as you see, I'm fair skin, so it really took my skin, hair, eyebrows. It was actually pretty hilarious. My friends loved it.
You took a bath in green food coloring. I don't know what you expect me to say here.
Well, the issue is apparently this doesn't really just wash off. I mean, I've tried everything.
So you're calling to tell me that you've dyed yourself green, and now you can't get the green off of you.
Right. Well, I just wanted to warn you before my interview. So when I came in and I was, green, you wouldn't think I was some kind of psycho.
Well, let me tell you something. That ship has already sailed, my friend.
What do you mean?
I don't think this job is a good fit for you.
Oh, no. I really need this job. What do you? How come?
No. For one, it requires professionalism, organization, rational, complex, detailed work. And to be frank, you've called me up and told me that you've dyed yourself green and can't undo it. That does not sound very professional to me.
Oh, come on. You've never dyed yourself a different color?
No.
I may like to party on the weekends, but like at work, I'm completely professional.
No, I've never dyed myself any different color. I don't know any of my friends that have dyed themselves any different color. Look, it says here that you are scheduled for Thursday. Why don't we do each other a favor? I'll just cancel the interview, and you can look for a job someplace else, and we won't waste each other's time.
Oh, well, if you need a reference, you can call your buddy James. He's the one that wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K show and asked us to phone tap you.
Yeah, you're kidding. No way.
Yeah, he told us you were having a little bit of an issue, you know, hiring.
Oh, man, yeah. You have no idea. So you're a great DJ, my friend, because you totally had me. I had no idea what was going on. I actually thought you were crazy.
Well,
listen, green people can be professional.
This is
green
true.
Green people can. I think, maybe.
This is true. Don't you know? Look past... This is a great PSA. Don't look past the color of the skin.
Well, listen, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yes!
Yes. You read the pages first. Read the pages. We should still
William Hassenpepper has a lot to contribute.
I bet
All right,
he does.
There you go. That's your phone tap. 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly, what's the setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in today.
Look, Travis really needs to learn from maybe some females in his life how to really, like, get a request played by a karaoke DJ, because the way he did it ain't working.
What'd he do?
If you can manage to make it through the day without pulling out your machete on the karaoke DJ after your song request was denied, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is not how we react to that.
Step inside, walk this way, to MVP. Hey, hey!
I mean, Travis just wanted to sing Pour Some Sugar on Me.
It is my signature performance.
Everyone in this bar needs to hear me sing.
You're not going to love it, trust me.
Okay. To be fair, I don't know if that was his song.
We're taking some creative liberties.
Liberties with this story. Okay. The gist was Travis got a little upset because the karaoke DJ wouldn't play his request.
Maybe it was Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Could have been that one.
Oh, you can't throw these out if I don't have it.
Do you have it? Do you, like, you can find it. You can find it. I feel like you could. Listen, you need to have that on a button as well. Why do you not have that on a buffet? That is everyone else's signature karaoke song. Am I right? If you've ever set foot in a karaoke bar, you have heard both of those songs.
Jesus, take the wheel.
That's not it.
All right, so...
But probably also another signature choice.
Yeah, I was going to say, Carrie Underwood's been heavily sung at a karaoke bar.
That's a signature choice as well.
All right. So Travis decided... I'm going to, instead of maybe pull out of his wallet a nice shiny George Washington and slip it to the DJ and say, maybe now.
How about now?
How about
did he get in the bar with a machete?
Is it concealed?
Where on his person? How big was it? I feel like in my mind a machete is very big.
Yeah.
Where are you hiding that to where no one's going to see it?
Let's just say Travis did get arrested and charged with disturbing the peace.
He didn't hear a song, huh?
He did not.
Tragic.
No.
Dang.
So, yeah, Travis, you got to learn how to get your song request played.
Cash talks. Maybe even sending them a drink.
Send them a beverage and a gesture of goodwill. Look, this, I understand you and I may have gotten off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
And I realize that there are 25 requests in front of mine.
Right.
However.
This is why you need to bump me to the front of the line.
Yeah, exactly.
Because magic is going to happen on the stage.
Magic is about ready to happen.
Yes.
I didn't wear these sequined pants for nothing.
Pretty sure that's what he was wearing.
That is setting the bar. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without being like Travis and pulling a machete on the karaoke DJ after your song request was denied, you're doing okay.
That's probably not something that karaoke DJ has seen before. I would say that's probably a first-time experience.
I mean, it is Florida, so...
That is true.
Don't know.
Valid point.
You have an unlikely meeting, and you don't get a name or a number in the moment.
I mean, it could be a stressful situation.
Yes.
You just don't have time to exchange info. What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
You do a little typey-typey in mom's basement. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try...
Craigslist Missed Connections. Ladies first.
Sure.
We met during the robbery.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've got the setting painted for us.
Yeah, all right. All right.
It's a woman for man. I know this is a long shot. I was behind you in line when the robbers came in and shouted, "Hit the floor!"
Oh, gosh. Okay.
You were tall, handsome, with earmuffs, and holding some kind of automotive tool.
They're at the bank?
Me, I was equally tall, wearing a cute yellow jacket that I just got for a steal, pun intended, during the friends and family sale at Kohl's.
What?
Our eyes met under the desk. You picked up my purse like a gentleman. You raised one eyebrow when you saw the odd spoon that I had shoved in there. Long story. We chatted about how unseasonably chilly it was that day and the drama surrounding the royal family.
Hang on. This is during a robbery?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's hot. Let's just go ahead while we're under the desk. Hiding. Let's get to know each other.
Okay.
She sees in the moment. This is what's happening.
Sure.
I would have asked you for your number, but was shy. And besides, the robbers told me not to move.
Okay.
After we lost our wallets, you smiled. I smiled back. I think we made a connection while losing our credit cards. If you see this, please tell me what bank it was and the color of the cute scarf I was wearing that you complimented. Maybe we can get a cocktail. You know, if we get our debit cards back.
This all went down during a robbery?
Very positive take on what could have been a very stressful situation.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Oh. Man for Woman. This one's titled, You Took a Gamble on a Fart and Lost.
Oh, my gosh. Also a stressful situation.
Also a stressful situation, indeed. We met on Craigslist, so I'm hoping this finds you.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know that it could quite possibly be the most humiliating first date that you have ever been on.
Oh.
But I am willing to look past that.
Oh, that's great.
I thought we had chemistry sitting there at Applebee's, sharing that basket of Cajun tots while drinking the Amstel Light. Oh, wow. I really felt like there was a connection there.
Sounds like it's going well.
Yeah. I found you to be intelligent and witty and look forward to a further conversation with you.
This is great.
At some point in life, everyone has gambled on a fart and lost.
Oh, no.
It just happened to be on a first date in the passenger seat of my car.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Please.
Oh, no.
Please don't feel bad.
Oh, he is so understanding.
The package I sent you with Pepto the next day and the note that said, "First dates are always a crapshoot. Call me." was meant to be funny and not offensive.
I like this guy. I like him a lot.
I have gambled on a fart and lost on multiple occasions. The first time I did, it was very memorable.
Oh, well.
It happened when I was 5.
Okay.
Sitting on my uncle's lap.
Mm.
You see, I'm lactose intolerant, but love cheese.
Yes, tasty.
I probably win 95% of the time, but I don't think anyone wins 100% of the time, and that's why they call it gambling.
All righty. Oh, I like him. Let's give him another chance.
He continues.
Okay, we're not done.
I'm the last person to judge you for crapping your pants. In fact, I'm impressed by your boldness.
I'm impressed she told him.
The timing, on the other hand, could have been a tad bit better.
A little bit.
Like when you're not seated on a heated leather seat.
Ooh.
What I'm trying to say is that if you want to go out again, I would be more than happy to take you someplace where we can get a meal that is high in fiber and less taxing on the digestive tract. P.S.
Yeah.
If you did do that to yourself on purpose to end the evening early, touche.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't think that she would have done that on purpose. Wow. I don't think anybody does that on purpose, do we?
Well, I mean, what a way to submarine yourself if that's what you're going to do.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Listen, I love how understanding he is.
Yes.
And I think the care package really was a plus.
It happens.
For me. I say we give this another chance.
I am hoping for the best for both, actually.
Yes.
Whether you meet under the desk during a robbery.
Right.
Or your date has soiled her britches.
Gastrointestinal distress.
It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection.
If they can make it through that, they can make it through anything.
We got a text from listener Ashley. She writes, I was today years old when I found this out, LOL. Sad thing is, I was watching Frozen and Olaf said that turtles breathe out of their butt.
What just happened?
So I Googled it.
No.
Turns out it's a thing.
Are you telling me Olaf was spitting out some knowledge and we didn't even realize it until now?
Yeah, so Ashley, naturally, we had to walk down that wormhole as well.
Some animals can breathe through their butts. That's right. I said it.
There you
okay,
go.
Who is that?
That's the first video I came across about turtles breathing through their butts. So I was like, all right, I'll roll with
that's
this
our
guy.
New resident expert.
Here are three animals that do the dirty deed.
All right. So there are three, apparently, animals that do breathe through their butt.
What a great design.
I mean, I'm telling you what.
Uh-huh.
Number one. The sea cucumber.
Okay, sea cucumber. Well, we've talked about the sea cucumber before.
Honestly, can you tell which end is the butt?
Don't know.
Okay.
It could be the mouth. We don't even know.
Sure.
And we're just getting it mistaken.
You know what? And I learned about the sea cucumber from the Octonauts.
All right.
So cartoons have some learning.
That's right.
In there.
First, Olaf telling us about turtles breathing through their butts. And now this guy with the sea cucumbers breathing through their butts and Octonauts.
Number two, the Fitzroy River Turtle.
Fitzroy River Turtle.
Never heard of that.
All right, let's learn
about.
I was
right now years old.
The Fitzroy River Turtle.
Found in Australia, they extract oxygen from the water using their two enlarged cloacal bursae. These little guys can pump water in and out of their bums and get up to 2/3 of their air supply. And
wow.
That's a lot of work.
That
back there.
That is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
So are they, am I hearing that correctly? That they are giving themselves an enema?
Kind of. It sounds like they're taking in water
like,
and that's kind of how they're getting the oxygen too.
They're like sucking it in and then spitting it back out.
Okay. All right.
And coming in at number three, dragonfly nymphs.
All right. Dragonfly nymphs are the other animal that apparently breathe through their butts. So,
okay.
There you go.
So
the learning never ceases.
When the Lord was creating those creatures, it's just kind of like, you know what? I'm too tired to give it a nose. I'm just going to have the butt be multifunctional in these.
Yep.
They're precious.
Oh. That's adorable. Okay, so there you go.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi. How's it going?
Pretty good. So, hey, will you walk us through the message you sent us?
Yeah. So, I'm a serial monogamous, and, you know, I'm really into committed relationships.
Right.
And for the last 10 years, I've been back and back with long-term relationships and averaging about a year and a half.
Okay.
And so I met this guy, and we've been in a relationship for a while now, and now I'm kind of stuck in a relationship with him, and I want to try and wean myself out of it because I want to get back in the dating scene, but
so he's more of a friend with benefits, is that?
Yeah, we started off as, like, friends, and then we became friends with benefits, and now, like, we're leaning towards relationship, but I don't know how to get out of it because I do want to get back in the dating scene, but I always find myself kind of, like, just stumbling into these relationships.
Yeah. So your question is, how do I move on from him?
Yes. How do I get out of this situation and get back in the dating scene?
All right. Well, cool. Well, we have some people texting in already. If you want to hang out, you know, maybe we can help work through this for you.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Do you think maybe it's as simple as you just break up with him?
I know.
I don't understand the big question.
I don't know. Maybe
if you're not that into him, then maybe we have that conversation.
Well, Kelly, maybe she is like you.
Yeah.
In that she doesn't have a lot of experience with
breaking up with people. She always gets dumped?
Exactly.
Ah, gotcha.
So she's not in that role a lot, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, Chris, just rip the Band-Aid off, sister.
Yeah.
We're going to die anyway.
It's acceptable to break up if you're no longer really that into him. I mean, I think you're doing him a favor. Don't lead him on.
All right. Anyways, if you want to comment, you can. Facebook, Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Lisa, grow up and tell them the truth. Duh. What's wrong with people?
Thank you, Lisa.
Pretty much says it.
So, Sarah, she wrote us and then we talked to her. She is in a friends with benefits relationship. She's only been in a couple relationships over the past 10 years. Not really sure how to move on from it. That's where we are. Jane texts in and says, tell her to start farting around him. If he stays, he's actually a keeper.
That's great. Except for the fact that I don't know if she wants him to be a keeper.
Exactly.
You know? And then Lily's rolling in. Saying OMG. She's like, break his heart. It's kind of fun sometimes.
Oh, all right.
Savage.
All right. All right. I'm going to try to paraphrase David's tweet to us.
Yeah, you need to kind of water that down a little. water it down.
You want me to water it down a little bit?
Maybe incorporate some sound effects.
All right. Let me see what I got here. Let me see what I can do with some sound effects.
Family friendly. No. Yeah, maybe that one.
Maybe that one.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So she needs to tell him that she likes his, but she wants more. Hashtag share the wealth.
From other roosters is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So did I paraphrase it?
I think we got the gist. I think we're all on the same page now.
All right. He calls our show and gives us his, and we have no idea if he's actually a doctor.
No, we're just going to say he is our resident expert.
Yeah, Andrew the Love Doctor, what do you think?
This woman's killing me. She's got to make a decision. Come on, what's wrong with her? This is what's wrong with society today. She's not into him. Let him go. If you're not into me, just tell me. I'm good with that. If I'm a mature adult, I can take it. I can move on. But her doing that, she's also wanting somebody to come back to in case the dating scene is not so great at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think she's using that as like a, she wants him on the side. She wants her cake and eat it too.
There have been some other people too that have chimed in and said she needs to look at herself and what she's really looking for. Because if she's like, you know, jumping in and out of all these relationships, that she clearly doesn't know what she wants.
Just tell him. It's not that complicated. Good Lord.
As always, Andrew the Love Doctor, you roll in with very sound advice.
You guys are the best. Keep on loving.
All right. Randy texts in and says, friends with benefits isn't really a relationship. That's why it's called friends with benefits. Say you aren't interested in that arrangement anymore and move on. So there you go. If you want to continue commenting, seems pretty simple, but, you know, we put it out there because she asked us. She came to us.
Maybe.
So who are we to turn a blind eye to a listener in need?
You just need to hear it from people like us. Hear us tell you out loud. Just break up with him.
All right. If you want to continue commenting or just see what other people have said, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.
That is group therapy. Bonus opportunity for you to play and win this morning on 99.7 DJX. Let's say hi to Felicia calling us from Sellersburg. Hi, Felicia.
Hello.
You know what I want to say.
I know.
Bye, Felicia. We're saying hi, Felicia.
She's like, you're not the first radio chick.
I love it.
Felicia's got blonde hair, drives a VW Atlas, is a preschool teacher, and is married. How long have you been married, Felicia?
Oh, gosh, like 21 years.
Oh, wow. What's the secret?
Communication.
Communication. All right.
I like that. That's good. It's simple. Keeps it simple.
I do. I
don't
like that.
Don't ask her anymore. Don't make it awkward.
Yeah, please don't.
She's a teacher.
She's probably surrounded by preschool students. So if I said, you know, what keeps the spark?
Stop it. No.
All right, fine. That'll be later, Felicia, right? Anyways, all right, sure. It's mystery sound. So Kelly's never heard this. You've never heard this. I want you to try and identify what is going on in this clip. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
Oh.
Do that one more time.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. You want to hear more of it? Because there is actually 12 seconds of that.
Yeah, play the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, all right. It's not what you may think it sounds like.
Oh, gosh.
Horses.
You think that's a horse?
I think it's like a little kid just
or
like...
Or chomping or clapping?
Yeah, it sounds like a little kid like slapping his...
His what, Kelly?
Playing, slapping his legs or like playing drums on his legs or something. Something like that.
I will Maybe. Give you a clue. It does have something to do with your body.
Okay.
Once again. Mystery sound. What is happening?
Snapping?
Ooh, you think snapping?
Yeah, it's got some snapping qualities.
It does sound very suggestive.
I was just thinking like a little kid like playing drums on like a bear thigh or something.
This is actually a Swedish man.
Okay. Does the Swedish part matter?
I don't know.
Okay.
His nationality is what it is. I'll give you one more guess. Mystery sound.
Gosh.
Has to do with the body. He has broken a Guinness World Record.
Oh, he's slapping his belly.
Tap dancing? Tap dancing?
Okay, she says tap dancing. I say slapping the belly. He's like, he's slapping his belly.
Felicia, I said it has something to do with the body, and you say it's tap dancing?
Well, she's no. You can use your body to tap dance.
You're, okay. Felicia, you're not great at these games, are you?
This is a hard game.
Felicia, I'll give you one more hint. This Swedish man is cracking 46 joints in his body.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so can you guess what this is? Giving the hint I just gave you.
Cracking his knuckles?
Cracking joints?
Cracking 46 joints in his body. Yes, Felicia, you got it. Yes. Ollie London is his name. He broke the Guinness World Record by consecutively cracking 46 joints in his body.
Oh, that sounds painful.
That is the sound. Oh, that last sound that you heard, that is relief.
That's relief,
right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that was a
good
relief.
One. That was a good one.
Wow. All right. Felicia, you're great at these games.
Listen, that was a difficult. Did anybody out there listening know that? Did anybody get it?
Listen, it was difficult. I do understand that. And that's why,
that
Felicia, that's what she said. That's why we are giving you the prize for just sitting through this dog
stupid
and pony
game.
Show.
Yeah. Stupid game.
All right. So congratulations, Felicia. I'm going to put you on hold another quick second. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Literally, I just didn't want to accept that you had literally just given us the answer, and then you still asked us what the answer was. And I was like, wait, are you tricking us?
I'm trying to lay it out very clearly for you. You can always DM us at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll toss out maybe your DM to our listeners, see if we can get you a little bit of help, maybe perspective on what you're going through.
Jesse said, hey, Ben and Kelly, work for a small business. My boss recently discovered that my coworker over the past couple of years has put more than $2,000 of personal charges on her company credit card. Ooh. He's furious, wants to fire her and give her 12 months to pay it back or else he's going to press charges.
Oh.
While I agree with the decision to let her go, I feel that asking her to pay the money back is excessive, considering she's 25, completely broke, and lives with her parents, who are equally broke. My boss said if it were him, he'd be mortified and want to pay everything back because it's the right thing to do. But he comes from a wealthy family, has never had to struggle for money, doesn't seem to care, or realize that paying back this money will likely upend her whole life. He suggested she take out a loan, even though there's probably no way she could get a loan. Who's right?
Wait, so she's still an employee?
I guess.
Well, why doesn't he just take it out of her paycheck?
That is an excellent idea. I mean, keep her employed.
Yeah,
and then
keep her employed until she works that off.
Garnish the wages a bit.
Yeah, be like, all right, $2,000, that's going to take you X number of weeks to pay back that money. And then, you know, after that period of time, then you can do what you want with her. I don't know. That. I mean, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I think that's a really good solution. That's a better solution than just firing her and say, all right, pay me back.
Yeah, because I, you know, yes, okay, I do see firing this employee that
she deserves that, yes.
That, you know, that's stealing from the company, but.
But he can guarantee he's getting the money back if he just takes it out of her paycheck.
If he takes it out of her paycheck and says, okay, well, $500 out of this paycheck, $500 out of the next one, you know, granted, you know, maybe
she. Not sure how much she makes.
Maybe she quits before then. And then if that's the case, it's a, well, you've got to continue paying this back. I don't know. But I would think the first thing to do is just start garnishing the wages until she pays it back.
I mean, maybe this was just like his knee-jerk reaction.
Yes. You know, maybe your reaction to fire her is emotion-based. And she otherwise is a good employee. But you found out that she was stealing $2,000 from the company. And
maybe this is how you give her a second chance.
Yeah. But then you're like, okay, so we know what you did. We're going to, you know, garnish your wages until you work that off. And then you can, over that period of time, see if she seems remorseful, if she has learned her lesson, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, maybe then, I don't know, you give her another chance. If she is an employee that is worth giving another shot to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If she's not, then at the end of that, then, you know, you can do with what you want.
What was she buying with the credit card? Was she spending it on, like, groceries that she needed, you know, necessities, or was it frivolous, like, luxurious things?
I think we get into weird, murky water if we start asking what she's spending. Yeah. I think we just see it as a value. Let's work that value off and then decide what to do with that employee. If that employee is worth keeping, then, you know, maybe it's a, all right, this is, let's not do that.
If she's a bad employee on top of this, then maybe we just fire her.
Right,
but
for
if
sure.
there are some redeeming qualities and you want to try to give her a second chance, I think that's a good solution.
All right. A couple people texted in. The fact the boss wasn't aware and was managing how she used the card, it's his fault as well.
Yeah, maybe he should have been monitoring, especially if it was over a couple of years.
Okay,
unless that was part of her job is to monitor the finances, then he wouldn't know.
Like, we don't know enough about this just to make a ruling on it like a judge.
Uh-huh.
Because a part of me feels like, all right, well, if she has access to the company credit card, then maybe she is able to make certain purchases on that card.
Well, obviously, yes.
Yeah,
she is able to make certain purchases. She's been making purchases that are not apparently for business.
Right, exactly. So.
That's what got us here.
I don't know. That's how I would do it, is let's have her work off that money, then decide if she's worth keeping.
She learns a valuable lesson and learns never to do that again kind of thing.
All right. Well, Jesse, I don't know if your boss is listening or a listener of the show, but that's how I would maybe approach your boss and say, maybe this is an opportunity to, of course, Jesse, maybe you also know this employee and it's like, she's not worth keeping.
Yeah.
You guys know the employee part.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Right.
But, and I don't know if I were you, Jesse, if I would play this podcast, because not sure if your boss would enjoy the dirty laundry being aired on the radio.
Well, we're not saying it's like Bob's Burgers or
anything
like that.
No, I know, but still. Not sure. Don't know the boss, but he seems like he gets mad about stuff like that.
Especially when he doesn't know things.
Exactly. So this is kind of another thing that he kind of didn't know or sign off on to begin with.
All right. Hey, hopefully that helps. Gives you a little bit more perspective.
Hey, I was thinking about it more, boss, and this is kind of what I was thinking.
This is what I was thinking. I definitely didn't ask Ben and Kelly.
No. Yeah, take the full credit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We're fine with that.
We are. It's 99.7 EJX. That was diving into the DMs. This is a fun little game I thought we'd play, Kelly. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to spout the first thing that comes to your mind out of your mouth, okay?
Okay.
So it's kind of a little brain game, kind of a little think fast sort of thing, okay? So don't spend a lot of time answering it, just hit me with your answer, okay? And
are you going to get me in trouble knowing how my brain can work?
I hope not. Okay. Or I hope so.
Okay. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Think okay. fast, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Name a musical artist that goes by one name.
Cher.
A planet starting with S.
Saturn.
Finish the phrase, as American as?
Cheese.
What is the third vowel in the alphabet?
C.
C's not a vowel, but it's okay. Name a Star Wars character starting with O.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, there you go. Name a character in Twilight.
Edward. I mean Team Jacob. I'm really Team Jacob.
Wrong answers only. 50 Shades of...
Poop.
Oh, I hate this game. Why? Why?
Why? We'll end it there. 50 Shades of Poop. That's a good one. And a movie I would see.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's not even color.
All right, so there you go. You feel like your brain is working a little bit faster now?
I don't. Not in a good way. Okay. I wouldn't call it in a good way, though.
Okay. All right.
Did you have any more?
Yeah. Do you want some more?
Okay, why not?
All right, a couple more. Think fast. First things that come to your head. A little brain game here for you. Wrong answer only. Who plays you in a movie about your life?
Uma Thurman. That's
no,
actually right.
That's actually
right
pretty
that's
close.
That's a right answer. That's a right answer. Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper. All right. Any dance starting with the letter S?
Strut.
The strut. I would have also accepted square dance or stanky leg.
Stanky leg.
What color is Gumby?
Purple. No, green. Green. He's green. He's
what green. Is Zac Efron's character name in High School Musical?
Matt.
Incorrect. Troy.
Oh, Troy. That's right. Troy and Gabriella. I got it.
Yeah. Name okay. any Dr. Seuss book.
Green Eggs and Ham.
There you go. And a giant bird starting with an O.
Ostrich.
Nah, look at you. Oh. See? You can do that.
Oh, my God, Lisa. She texted, she said, I yelled 50 Shades of Herpes.
50 Shades of Herpes. That's better than yours.
Oh, what's wrong with our brains? What's wrong?
Huh, see, now, look, now we can get started. Now we're good. Brain's okay. working. You did a lot better the second round. I think we're good. There wow. it is. Maybe we'll have to do that again sometime. On 99.7 DJX. Picture this. Your legs up in stirrups. Got a gown on. It's wow. 99.7 DJX.
That's a graphic way to start.
And the doctor's like, hey, what are you doing after this?
Ew! No! Has it ever happened to anybody?
Inappropriate places to flirt. There was actually a list that was kind of put out, like a hospital waiting room, just because, you know, it's...
usually not there for a good reason.
Right. I was going to say anxiety. A lot of anxiety happening there. A job interview. Right? The underwear section of a department store.
That's the worst. No, no, no.
In line for the bathroom.
Yeah, also a little weird.
Parent-teacher conference.
What? You're there to talk about your child.
On a date with someone else.
Come on now. Come on now.
So we want to know where has been the most inappropriate place you have been hit on, all right?
Flirted with, all the things.
Sure. Jackie texts in and says, funeral.
Oh, gosh, really?
Went to pay respects to a customer from my work. His son had passed away, standing there talking, and says, would you like to have dinner sometime? No, sorry, your son passed, but just no. I politely said no and said, thank you, but I'm seeing someone and it wouldn't go over well with him.
Oh, my gosh, he's mourning his son? And ask someone on a date at his son's funeral?
That is not an uncommon thing.
Wow.
Got another message. My friend's dying mother tried to set up her husband with her hospice nurse.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's coming from a space of love. She didn't want him to be alone.
I guess.
It's really sweet. It would be wrong if he was the one hitting on the nurse.
This,
the wife was trying to orchestrate something so he'd be taken care of.
I was going
to
say, that is kind of sweet in a sad sort of way.
It is really sweet.
Another funeral one. My mother-in-law got hit on at her husband's funeral by his brother.
Oh,
it was gross.
Wow. Wow. I'm shocked.
Hang on. Angie said, I was a bridesmaid. And the groomsman asked me out walking down the aisle. Walking down the aisle. But look, listen, at weddings.
That's kind of bold, and I kind of like it.
I was going to say, at weddings, that is kind of a known place where, especially if you're in the wedding party.
Yes.
That is a sort of like, and especially if you're paired up with someone who is the friend of like your friend's. You know,
I'm not mad about it, but she said he was a creep. Yeah. So I guess, okay.
not mad about it for sure. Hey, Christy.
So I am a pediatric speech therapist, and I was seeing a little boy for therapy, and his dad was waiting out in the lobby, and there was another dad out there with his son. So we come out, and I'm telling the dad, you know, what we did during therapy, and we had been playing like veterinarian with the stuffed animals and working on body parts and that type of thing. And the other dad that was waiting said, I would love to play doctor with you.
Oh my God.
Like in front of the kids. I was just, the dad and I were just blown away. We just stared at each other like, I can't believe he just said that.
You're like, first of all, thank you. Second of all, not the place.
Exactly.
Oh my God. I mean, bold move.
Yep, bold move.
In front of the kids.
Yep, yep.
Oh gosh.
100%. Someone commented, hospital. While heavily pregnant.
Oh gosh. Oh God. Seriously?
Some guy would just not take blank off for an answer. It was weird.
That is strange. I mean, bold for you to assume right. Someone visibly pregnant isn't already tied up. I mean, it's not always the case, but it's bold to assume.
Pregnant.
Okay.
Another person said church. All right. Sure.
Well, I mean, you know, there could be something about that because you have a shared interest.
Susie said, while I was driving a bus and said, I don't go to your office and stand right next to you and comment on you. So why are you doing it to me? All right. I like that. Pamela said, family reunion.
Oh, there come on now. There it is. We're waiting. We're
there
waiting for it.
There it is. We're waiting.
There it is. Oh, gosh. Tracy messaged, said, hit on while throwing up.
No.
Well. Oh, gosh, that is the absolute last time that you ever want anyone to notice you is when. Oh, that is the worst.
Lauren said, my son's pediatrician on Valentine's Day. Hey there.
Oh, wow. Hey all there. The stars align.
Right, exactly. It's not a mistake that you and I hear on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's
what you
fun.
Doing tonight?
Yeah, I know.
Is daddy in the picture?
So this is the part of the show where we do a setting the bar story. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, have you ever been to a wedding where someone objected to the couple getting married? How awkward would that be, right?
Yeah, fortunately, no. I've never seen that happen.
All right. The most unlikely thing happened during this recent wedding in the UK. So if you can manage to make it through the day without a cow objecting to your wedding, you're doing okay.
Moo!
Listen to this.
In order to proceed, I must now ask if any person here present.
Wow. Not only once, it happened a second time.
Sure.
If any person here present knows of any lawful impediment, I should not be joined in matrimony. You should declare it now. Non-bovine.
Yeah, she's like, unless you're a bovine, you know? No.
I mean, explain yourself, Mr. Cow.
Yeah, the cow's
spoken up twice now. What's your deal? What's your beef?
Listen, he's not good for you. He's not. No one here will say it. He's not good for you.
OMG.
He's just trying.
That's pretty fantastic.
He's just trying. Yeah, we'll tweet out the video. The video's kind of funny.
It's perfect timing.
Yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, they got married on a farm, right? And there in the pasture, behind a fence, just a few hundred feet away, was a cow just watching the whole thing go down. And had a lot to say.
I would like to be a part of this. This looks fun.
Yeah. And I would like to wear a pretty dress too sometime. So,
that's great.
So yeah, we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. But I would love to hear if you've ever been to a wedding where there was an objection.
A non-cow objection.
Right.
Ex-bussin'.
That's
or
right.
Or one of the family members speaks up. I always hated him.
Oh, my gosh. How awkward
something
would that
like
be?
That.
All right, we'll take
God,
your stories worst. On the way next. Ever been to a wedding where there was an objection? So, this happened recently in the UK.
In order to proceed, I must now ask if any person here present.
Yeah, that's a cow that objected to the wedding, so.
That's so perfect. Such perfect timing.
Right? Clint. Yep, lots of lawyers. It was a joke between the groomsmen.
No.
They all said it in unison.
No.
Everyone laughed except the bride and her parents.
Oh, gosh.
Good times.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, she didn't have a good sense of humor about that.
Or, I mean, she just wasn't expecting it. And yeah, exactly.
Well, then she starts doubting, like, do they all hate me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, and no one needs to feel like that.
The bride's parents begin to think, wait, why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh.
Paul, I was about 17 at my Uncle Calvin's wedding. When the pastor asked if anyone had a reason as to why these two shouldn't be wed, a woman stood up and said, Wanda, you so stupid. You know I was with Calvin last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Then she leaves while everyone is picking up their jaws from the ground. The pastor tried to brush it off as nonsense, continued, but my brother and I were about to explode from holding in our laughs, most awkward situation I've ever been in.
So, apparently, Wanda went ahead and married Uncle Calvin. Okay.
I guess so.
Okay.
Wanda, you're so stupid. You know I was with Calvin last night.
I am assuming there was a conversation had. Between the wedding and the reception, I'm guessing.
Yeah, maybe in the car ride over to the reception for sure.
Yeah. Oh, Rachel says at one wedding I attended a while ago, the bride's mother stood up and objected. She said, I love you to the groom.
What?
And I don't want anyone else as a son-in-law.
Oh.
But my daughter is exactly like me. And I wouldn't be able to let this wedding continue if I didn't warn you about the mess we make out of our out of the lives of the people we love.
Oh, my gosh.
Make sure you want this, then sat back down. Wow. Anyway, the groom assured his future mother-in-law he knew what he was doing, and the wedding continued.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine as the bride?
Yeah, like mom, not the time, not the time, not the time.
That probably damaged that relationship big time.
Anybody else think while Kelly was saying that she was going to confess her love to the groom, to her future son-in-law, and say,
no.
I love you.
Maybe yesterday might have thought that, made us think that.
Kelsey, last one here. Anyone ever been to a wedding where someone objected? When I was about 15, I was at my uncle's wedding. When they asked if anyone objected, my dad slipped ice down the back of my dress. I proceeded to jump up, startled, and everyone turned to me in shock.
Oh, gosh.
I sat back down without saying a word. My dad laughed like a hyena. Everyone was very confused.
Dad's a prankster. What the heck?
The ice. But does
what
anyone
the heck?
Object your ice? What?
Oh, my goodness. And she's 15.
Oh,
bless
my
her heart.
Gosh. What a story. And you know what? That's a dad I want to be. That's funny.
I'm going to need a follow-up from Wanda and Uncle Calvin.
Right! Yes! Wanda and Uncle Calvin, yes!
I need to know if they're still married.
Oh, my gosh.
I need to know.